I don't remember how many times now I came to Hungary during last 4 years, probably about 60 or 70 times. But every time it's a very good spiritual experience, because we are not a big community, but we are a good community which has historic roots in Hungary.
Before coming here, I contacted the Orthodox faithful in Hungary, and they asked me to ask you about the future of the four Hungarian Orthodox dioceses. How do you see their future?
It is difficult to say, because normally, canonically, from the traditional point of view, there should be one Orthodox Church in one given place. Perhaps once in the future we will have a Hungarian Orthodox Church not divided into separate jurisdictions. But now people are still very much bound to their ethnic origins. The Greeks to their Greek identity, the Russians to their Russian identity. And it would be difficult now to reshape Hungarian Orthodoxy in a desired way, maybe in the future. Nowadays, I think we can develop brotherly relations between the Orthodox people of various jurisdictions. And this is our way forward towards unity.
So you are also the representative of the Russian Orthodox Church of Moscow to the European community. Here in Rome, last week, we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Treaties of Rome, and Catholic bishops addressed a message to the political leaders of the European community about the values and the perspectives of the continent. How do you see a collaboration between Orthodox and Catholic faithful as far as the future of the continent and Christianity is concerned?
We must work together, and we must do as much as possible together to protect Christian identity of Europe, to promote Christian values, to promote such values as family, for example, the traditional understanding of family. And our dispute with the secular society in Europe is not a theological dispute, it is an anthropological dispute. Because we are concerned about the present and the future of humanity. We are concerned about the demographic crisis, which affected many countries of Europe. And we Christians, both Catholics and Orthodox, we understand that the reasons for this demographic crisis are not economic, not related to immigration policies. These are spiritual reasons. Because the many people in Europe lost traditional understanding of the family. Their scale of priorities is now different from, say, 100 years ago. And what we see is that the population is shrinking. And I believe that it was religion, it was Christianity, which gave Europe force to develop and to increase. And now it is the loss of Christianity, which put many nations of Europe in this difficult situation when they are shrinking.
And what about the meeting in Romania this autumn? How the Orthodox Church will be present at this important meeting?
The Orthodox Church will be present there on a rather high level. From all local Orthodox churches, I suppose, there will be representatives, metropolitans and bishops and theologians, as well as lay people and many young people. And I hope it will be a good occasion for all of us to rediscover our common Christian roots.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.